Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The DH, Chris James. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tracy Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Edgar Martinez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Schaefer. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Randy Johnson. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Webster hits a line drive into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Griffey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Griffey moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maldonado strikes out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey who is chasing the ball. James reaches third base with a triple. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Valley for a passed ball. James scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Firmin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to third. Firmin moves to second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. James strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeff Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Furman moves to second. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maldonado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edgar Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Valley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Furman hits a line drive towards short. Schaefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cotto is 0-2 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Griffey is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Leonard is 0-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Webster is 0-3 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brookins is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Maldonado is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Maldonado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-0. O'Brien is 0-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. James is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. James takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valley is 0-2 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Jeff Schaefer. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brumley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Jones now pitching. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cotto is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotto is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Griffey hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Brumley now playing shortstop. Felix Firman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Firman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Comstock now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown bunts towards the mound. Comstock fields it and throws to first for the out. Firman moves to second. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 4 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schooler now pitching. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Seattle Mariners, 0. Goodbye F. Rom Kingdom in Seattle.